So that's okay. Now, so what is all this for? Net pasuk chavches. Vayom when they said Avimelech ufichol sar tzvaoi, Avimelech and his general, and his people, his friends, they said ro'o re'inu ki hoya Hashem imach. We have taken note. We have seen that Hashem is with you. Vanoimer, we said to ourselves, tihi no ola beinoy seinu. There should be an oath. What does it mean the word an ola? An ola is a shavua. In this context, it means a shavua of a bris, a covenant between us. V'nichas v'risimach. There should be an ola beinoy seinu, between us, beinenu uveinecha, between us and between you. And the nichus of verisimach, we should forge a covenant with you. There appears to be here in this pasuk a lot of repetition. We say over here many different words. We say beinoseinu, beinenu, uveinecha. Then it says there's going to be an olah, there's going to be a bris. The nichus, we're going to forge a bris. There's a lot of repetition over here. Bris imach with you. And here we say ki hoyashem imach. The word imach appears twice. Ro'o'inu. Do you notice how much repetition there is? First it says, ro'o'inu. Okay, that itself is repetitious. Then it says, ki'o Hashem imach, Hashem was with you. I know what we said, tehi no, let there please be all an oath, beinoseinu, beinenu v'necha. Excuse me, if not, what does the word beinoseinu mean, between us? What's the repetition, beinenu v'necha? V'nichas of ris, what's the difference between a bris and an olah? My high. Okay, there's a lot of stuff here going on in this pasuk which needs explanation. Let's first see Rashi. Rashi says, Ra'o'inu, re'inu v'avicha, re'inu v'cha. Okay, so right away Rashi gets off to a good start and tells us the repetition. The reason why it says the word Ra'o'inu, because over here we refer to two generations. We've known this with regard to your father, Avraham, and now we see the same thing is true with regard to you. Over here, this is a very amazing pasuk where the Goyim, how often do you have in Jewish history, where Goyim, they talk about the previous generation. It's very, very unusual. In America, you ever hear the President of the United States talk about the previous generation, about your fathers? Couldn't care less. In the world we live in today, it's always about the present. No one cares about the past. No one talks about the past. You only talk about the present. Here it says, Ro'o Re'inu, the Avicha, by your father and by you. Ki'o Hashem Imach. Vanoimer, we said he no ola beinoseinu beinenu v'necha. What does that mean? Ola Rashi ha ola sher beinoseinu mimei avicha tiegam ata beinenu uveinecha. So this over here is a very, very important pasuk. It explains the repetition, explains what it means. May it be the ola beinoseinu. This is in the past tense. May the oath, the covenant that was between us, the Pelishtim, and Avraham, may that be, that continue, may we extend the lease, may it be beinenu uveinecha, between this generation and you, and you, in other words, this generation. So this is a very, very, very important Rashi to explain the simple interpretation of the pasuk, because if not for this Rashi, I think most people have a very, very hard time understanding what this pasuk is really saying. So again, one more time, Rashi over here says, Vayomru ro'o ro'inu. It's critical to appreciate the repetition. The repetition is we saw in the past generation and we see in this generation. We saw by your father, Avraham, and we see by you, ki hoyo Hashem imach, that Hashem is with you. He was with your father and he's with you. Vanoimen, we said, since by your father it was good, tehino ola beinoseinu. Let it please be the ola that was beinoseinu, between our fathers, between Avraham and my father, or maybe this Avimelech is the same person as that Avimelech, may it continue into the next generation, beinenu uveinecha, between me and you, new generation. And let us thus, in order to, let us now make a new covenant, a covenant to expand, to extend the warranty on your car, to extend the warranty into the next generation. So you say, you want to know who's the one who invented the robocalls and the spam calls of, would you like to extend your warranty on your automobile? It was Avimelech. He's the one who invented this concept of extending the warranty. It's him. He says, Vanoimer tehi no ola beinoseinu. May this guarantee, the oath that we are good to each other, from bumper to bumper warranty that you had for the last 3 years, let's extend the warranty into the next 3 years. Isn't really in essence that what he's doing over here? Avimelech was the first one to do this. Okay, now let's look at the Targum. Tell me what he's going to tell over here. A lot of things are being said in the Targum. V'amudu, we said, mechazo chazeno. Okay, the Targum does not get into the drush in what it means. Or even just he says, mechazo chazeno, we have seen. Arei, hava, memra de Hashem besadoch. This is the same thing that we learned yesterday. The Targum always... No. So this is already different. Well, I don't know if it's different, but it's interesting that the word Allah, which we assume to mean an oath, okay, a shavua, you swear by Hashem's name, the memra de Hashem besadoch, that the word of Hashem that supports you, where does it, that's besadoch, okay, I'm not sure what he means, we're going to go look at the Mefarshim one moment, v'amaran, we said, no, let's take a step back. I apologize. Ro'o ro'inu ki hoyo Hashem imoch. This is consistent with what we learned yesterday, that Targum does not want to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has any resemblance to a human being. So when it says that Hashem was with you, all it means is that the word of Hashem was your support. Hashem, when you say that Hashem, if you look at the English, Hashem has been with you. According to the Targum, this translation is degrading for Hashem. You make Hashem into your Tom, Dick, and Harry. Hashem has been with you. How dare you say that Hashem has been with you? What do you think? Hashem is your shikingle. He's going to be your servant. Hashem was with you. Hashem is not a human being. You don't talk about Hashem like that. Targum cannot bear this translation. This translation in the Targum's Hashkafa is poison, navma. It is shreklach for him to hear these words. Therefore, the Targum Kedarkoi says the memrod Hashem besadoch. We noticed that in the previous generation, Avraham Avinu, how he put his faith in Hashem. He always looked up to Hashem, and memela Hashem helped him. Hashem supported him. But the way it's expressed is that Avraham, the word of Hashem was his support. And we said, now here comes the next expression, Tiskayam ke'an mo mosa, let it now continue the mo mosa. What in the world does the word mo mosa mean? Let's look at the English. Press the letter A, and it says, let the oath, the mo mosa means an oath. Okay, let the oath, the word mo mosa means an oath, that's all it means. Let it momosadahava bein avhosono. This is exactly what Rashi said. Beinono, the oath that was between our fathers, may continue beinono veinach between us and you. Venigzar kiyam imach, and we should make a gzera, a covenant. Okay, so basically saying that there's one thing that is interesting about Nalag Rashi, and it says, there's something a little bit different over here between Rashi and the Targum. It's a very small nuance. I'm not sure what I'm saying is correct, but if it is correct, it's a world of interpretation. We all know that the name Paro doesn't mean, is not a specific person. Paro is the office of leadership of the Egyptian people. Whoever is appointed to be the leader is called the Pharaoh. We know in the United States, whoever is elected by the people through a fair and honest election is the president, is the mayor, is the governor. We have elected officials. People come and they cast a vote, and the vote is tallied, and there's a winner, and the winner takes up his position. So we call him the mayor, call him the governor, call him the president, call him a senator, a representative, of Congress, whatever you want to call different branches of government. People are, so what about in Palestine, the Philistines? What was the name of their leader? And the answer is Avimelech. Just like there's a pharaoh, just like there is a president, there's also something called the other examples I don't remember now, but there's something called Avimelech. Avimelech is the name of the leader of the Philistines. That's the name of their leader. If that's the case, question over here is, when Avimelech over here comes, Avimelech holachil of Migror, v'achuzas Samaria, was this Avimelech, the same Avimelech back in the time of Avraham? Avraham came to the Pelishtim, the land of Pelishtim, and Avimelech took Sarah. He took her. There are two stories. Paro took Sarah, and Avimelech took Sarah. And Hashem came to Avimelech in a dream and said to him, what are you doing? Give her back. She's an Esh HaSish. And don't worry, he's not going to have any complaints against you, because Avraham is a Navi. He knows that you did not touch his wife. He's a Navi. So in that story, that's the name of the leader. Question. Now Avraham died. Many years have passed. Yitzchak now is coming over here to this land. He meets up. Yitzchak now is 60 years old. We have to remember, see, this is a very interesting thing. This is a lot of drush. What was the entire issue with Avimelech, with Yishmael? People would say, may Avimelech misabra Sarah. Okay, this is something we should even appreciate and think about. When the big problem that Yitzchak always suffered his entire life was, Sarah was taken hostage with a shegetz by the name of Avimelech. The whole world has a one-track dirty mind. And what do they think? They think that Avimelech lived with Sarah. And look what happened. A short while later, 9 months later, guess who's pregnant? Guess who had a baby? Sarah had a baby. So what does the average person say? Me Avimelech nisabra Sarah. Avram was married to Sarah his whole life. They had no children. And now look at this. All of a sudden she has a child. Oh, but she's 90 years old. No. So she's 90 years old. She had a child. Who was the father of the child? Avimelech. Avraham suffered from this late sonos his entire life. Even his own son, Yishmael, said the same thing. May Avimelech nisabra Sarah. This is a major, major problem in the life of Yitzchak. People always questioned his legitimacy. Who is his real father? And there is something very interesting. Last week, and we talked about last week, is that it says Hashem berach as Avraham bakol. This is a side point. Had a daughter. Avraham had a daughter. What was her name? Her name was Bakol. Did anyone ever meet her here? The daughter of Avraham, Bakol Shema. And what was the mile of this? Who did she marry? We have no idea. We have no idea what happened to her. In fact, there's the Chassam Sofer says that she died young at the same time that Sarah died. The Chassam Sofer quotes as a Medrash that she died. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichat Zak Levracha, says there's no Medrash like that. There's no Medrash. I don't know where the Chassam Sofer got that from, that she died at the same time when Sarah. There's no Medrash. And in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein has been proven correct, because today with all of the computers and all of the Medrash that we have available to us, there is no such Medrash that we have intact that says that Avraham's daughter died young before she had children. Rav Moshe says there's no such medrash. I don't know what he's saying. So if you want to say that there's a Mesorah, there's a tradition, and it just somehow got lost from us, so be it, fine. But if you don't want to go with that, you want to say, then you can't say it. You can't say such a thing. We have to assume that she got married, or maybe she didn't get married. We don't know what happened to her. But here's something I saw later that's very, very fascinating. When Sarah had a daughter, who was the father? There's only one father, Avraham. Because Sarah wasn't abducted during the time. Maybe she was abducted when she had Yitzchak, before Yitzchak. So Sarah, no one doubted for one second that Avraham was the father of his daughter Bakal. Okay, when they gave her by her bas mitzvah, Meir, did she lay at her bas mitzvah? Bakal bas Avraham. So Bakal bas Avraham certainly was the daughter of Avraham. So people said, oh, look, Avraham indeed can have children. So the same way when Bakal was born, there was no doubt that it was Avraham's daughter. Memela, they then believe retroactively, lemafreya, that Yitzchak was also the child of Avraham. So when Hashem gave Avraham a daughter, he did him a tremendous favor. He completely, by having a daughter, he totally silenced all of the late sonim who challenged that it was really, Avraham was really the father. Because how could Avraham, if Avraham could have a daughter, it must then be that he's the father of Yitzchak as well. In any event, people made late sonim. So here's something very interesting. Now, all of a sudden, years go by, 60 years go by, and who shows up at the door of Avimelech? Yitzchak! Yitzchak! Yitzchak is the child. The Welt was making Leitzonos. This is the son of Yitzchak. Isn't that amazing? This is the son of Yitzchak. When Yitzchak shows up, when Yitzchak comes to Gerar and he sees Avimelech, who does he really, what is Avimelech, what do people say? Oh, guess who has showed up? Avimelech's son is here. And Avimelech has a wife. And what's the wife? The wife is Rivka. If Avimelech would then take away Rivka, he would be taking his own daughter-in-law. That's disgusting. Would a father take his own daughter and live with her? See, it's very interesting. The case in this story of Avimelech was last week's parasha. Is Avimelech didn't take her. Yitzchak shows up in the land of Pelishtim, and Vayar it says Avimelech saw that he was mitzachik es Rivka. And he then calls in Yitzchak and he says to Yitzchak, Yitzchak, what did you do? Why did you not tell me that this is your wife? It could have been, you know what it could have happened? I could have taken it for myself. You should, he has a complaint. Excuse me, a goy is a goy. A goy, if he wanted to, he would have taken her. It is fascinating that Avimelech did not take her. In last week's parasha, again, Yitzchak shows up in the land of Pelishtim with Sarah. And he tells her, say that you're my brother. One day, Avimelech is looking with binoculars into people's houses, and he sees Yitzchak and Rivka are married. So he then calls him, Yitzchak, why didn't you tell me that this is your wife? Do you know what could have happened? This is a very dangerous situation. It could have happened that I accidentally would have taken her as my wife. Excuse me. Question is, what do you mean? If you wanted to take her as your wife, what took so long? Why didn't you already take her? How come when it came to Avraham and Paro, and when it came to Avimelech and Avraham, Paro and Avimelech took? They actually took, they took her. And then the whole story unfolds. When Yitzchak shows up, Avimelech doesn't take her. Doesn't take her. Why didn't he take her? So I'm suggesting to you, you know why he didn't take her? Because the Torah is Molei V'Godosh with this. They were Metzachik. They were making Leitzonos. May Avimelech Nisabra Sarah. Avimelech lived on that. He lived on that Leitzonos. And then the world lived on that. Avimelech knew the truth. He knew the truth that it's not true. He knew that he didn't touch her. However, could you imagine the newspapers? If he would take this woman, and then it would be discovered that it's the wife of Yitzchak, they would say that Avimelech is a lowlife. I mean, he is a lowlife, that's not a kasha. He lived with his own daughter-in-law. He lived with his own daughter-in-law. So Avimelech, when Yitzchak shows up, he was living on